Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Kentucky's attorney general says he'll now release recordings from secret grand jury proceedings into the investigation of the police killing of Breonna Taylor. This comes after one of the jurors sued to have the records open to the public. Kevin Glogower is the lawyer for the anonymous juror.
The public deserves to know everything. That's what continues a sense of accountability and public trust within our law enforcement community and its administration.
No one was directly charged in Breonna Taylor's killing. One former Louisville officer has been charged with endangering Taylor's neighbors. The bullets he fired in Taylor's home went into the neighbors' apartments. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will meet in Cleveland tonight for their first debate. NPR's Asma Khalid says one topic is likely to be the reporting by the New York Times, saying President Trump paid no federal income taxes in 10 of 15 years and paid little in recent ones.
Joe Biden has not yet responded to the allegations in the New York Times about Trump's taxes. And so tonight is the first opportunity we'll have to hear from him directly about that issue. Other topics on the agenda include the pandemic, the economy, election integrity, race and violence, Trump and Biden's records, and of course, the Supreme Court. Incumbents often face increased pressure in these debates, and the president is an unpredictable debater. Biden has said he just needs to tell the truth tonight to be successful, but President Trump is a TV entertainer with a loose definition of the truth, and that could change the parameters of the debate. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Cleveland.
The body of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The 87-year-old justice, who died on September 18th, has now been honored both at the Supreme Court, where her body lay in repose for 2 days, and at the Capitol, where she lay in state for one. Now that the Jewish High Holy Days are over, she will be buried at a small service at Arlington National Cemetery next to her beloved husband of 56 years, Marty Ginsburg. The service is closed, as she wished, with only her family, close friends, and the justices present. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump's nominee to succeed Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, is visiting Capitol Hill today. She's begun a series of meetings with Senate Republicans ahead of her confirmation hearings. She was accompanied by Vice President Pence. Today, Barrett is meeting Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The hearings for her confirmation are set to begin on October 12th. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 157 points at 27,427. The Nasdaq is down more than 31 at 11,086. This is NPR News. The government of Kuwait says its ruler, Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Sabah, has died. He was 91. Sheikh Sabah has ruled Kuwait since 2006. He came to power after the country's parliament voted unanimously to oust his predecessor, who held the job for just 9 days. Sheikh Sabah's brother is expected to succeed him as Kuwait's ruler. There's a champion in professional hockey. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Tampa defeated the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final.
The Dallas Stars forced Game 6 with a double overtime win on Saturday night, but by Monday there wasn't much left in the tank as Tampa Bay beat them 2-0. At many points during the game, Dallas seemed tired and had trouble putting some offense together. Braden Point scored for Tampa Bay in the first period, and his teammate Blake Coleman found the net in the second. Goalie Andrei Vasilevsky stopped 22 shots for his first career playoff shutout. It's the second Stanley Cup for Tampa Bay after several disappointing playoff exits, but they maintained the offensive pressure throughout the game and proved too much for Dallas to handle. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Police departments in several cities reported temporary outages of their 911 emergency call systems Monday. It's still not clear what caused the disruption, which seems to have been resolved. Some outages lasted a few minutes, others lasted for half an hour. Departments in Arizona, Colorado, Minnesota, and elsewhere reported the 911 issue. The Federal Communications Commission chair says the commission will investigate the issue. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.